We want to hear what you have to say to us. Lord Jesus, we are here ready, and we tell you, here we are, send us. We want to cooperate with you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our cooperation with heaven, prophesy. I think the Lord enjoyed the beginning of this meeting. To see such a group of people who is so willing, who loves Him so much, ready to cooperate with Him. We want to see how the Lord worked here in Acts chapter 10. But not just to see it, but to realize how the Spirit wants to work with us, what we can also do today. I was very touched here. This chapter talks about two men. Both have a different background, but both are ready for the Lord. On the one hand, we see Cornelius. He was a centurion of the Romans. Surely he had a high position. But he was a devout man and he feared God. And this counted before God. What we see here is a man who was seeking. What he had achieved in his life until then was not sufficient for him. For sure, he had made a good career. To become a centurion at that time was not a small matter. And he was not just centurion, but also one of a special regiment, this Italian regiment. But still, there was something missing. He was seeking for more. And this touched me. Today, there are people. Maybe they have achieved a lot, but they are still seeking. They are seeking for more. And this man here, he prayed to God. He knew there is something more. There is something that can fill him. And he was ready. And then an angel was able to appear to him and told him he should call Peter. And what is he doing? He believes. He sends his men and sends for Peter. And it is so good to see he simply believed. He did not doubt what the Lord told him here. But he acts according to what the angel had told him. Lord, and on the other hand, we have Peter, who has a totally different background than Cornelius. Peter was a Jew. He walked with the Lord 3.5 years. He had received the Spirit. He had preached before his people. He had made many experiences with the Lord. But he still had his concepts. We can see here, up to this chapter, they had only preached the word to the Jews. And coming back to this verse in Matthew 28, I want to read this again to you. At the very end of this gospel, in verse 19, the Lord says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." The Lord says, you go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. But up to Acts chapter 10, they only went to the Jews. Even those who were separated, they did not dare to speak to the nations. That's why the Lord had to appear to Peter and had to show him there is more. There is a Cornelius who is waiting. Also to him, I want to bring the word. Many times it's the same with us. We may have experienced the Lord in many things. We may have even grown up in the church life. Oh Lord, but still we have our concepts. We think that in a certain manner we have to preach the gospel, have to speak to so and such and such people. Maybe we are comfortable with the church life at our locality. We go to the meeting, but the Lord wants more. The Lord wants to use us. And for this He appears to us. It's good to see this attitude of Peter. He prayed, and that's why the Lord was able to speak to him. It's the attitude we need today. The Lord wants to go on with all of us. But we need this time together with Him in fellowship, so He can appear to us, so He can take away our concepts. This touched me so much during this time. We all reached a certain point, but there is more. There are promises in the Word which are not yet fulfilled. And the Lord wants to use us young people today so that these promises are fulfilled. Amen. But for this we need to be ready to drop our concepts. And here in chapter 10, Peter saw this vision three times. Sometimes the Lord has to speak to us more often. If we have not understood at the first time, the Lord shows us again. But we have to be ready so the Lord can speak to us. And then it says in Acts 10, verse 19, while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. Arise therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. I like how clearly the Spirit speaks here. Peter still didn't know what it's all about, but the Spirit speaks to him very clearly. Behold, three men are seeking you. Do not doubt, for I have sent them. So important. When the Spirit speaks to you clearly, do not doubt. Do not doubt and do what the Spirit says, because then the Lord can go forward. In that situation here, the Lord had already prepared Cornelius. Likewise, for us, the Lord has prepared many works, but we have to be ready to believe Him. We should be ready and doubt in nothing. It's wonderful to see how Peter does everything the Spirit says to him. So if you, I encourage you to read this chapter this afternoon. And reading through this chapter, you can see more and more. It becomes clearer and clearer what the Lord wants to do. Peter comes to Cornelius, and Cornelius tells Peter how the angel had appeared to him. And in verse 33, he says, so I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants to speak. He commanded something to Peter. And bit by bit, Peter realizes what is actually God's purpose with Cornelius. And the good thing is, he starts to speak. And in verse 44, it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Amen. This touched me. Peter spoke. He spoke words of life. This is this prophesying we talk about. We want to fellowship about this morning. Prophesying means to speak the word of God. It is nothing complicated, but it is you speak what the Spirit tells you to speak. Bring it into the meeting. Speak it to your friends, to your colleagues at work, to your classmates. in school or in university. It is the word the Lord has given. And the Lord really needs us. He needs us today so that we can speak His word. It's really a cooperation between heaven and earth. You see here, on the one hand, the Lord has prepared everything. He appeared to Cornelius, He appeared to Peter, but both had to be obedient. And this is what we have to do. We have to be obedient to the Lord speaking and doubt in nothing. And then the Lord was able to bring both together in a wonderful way. And in such a way the word was able to reach the nations, and the nations were able to receive the Spirit, and the Lord's work could go forward. This is what is important. Also today, the Lord speaks so much to us here and shows He wants to use us. But when we go back home, we need to be ready to hear His voice. We need to be ready to obey Him. And when He speaks to you now, stand up, go therefore, do not doubt, then you should do it, because the Lord has prepared a work for you. He wants to go forward. Amen. And we should not hinder His work, but we should be ready to bring forward His work. It's really the time today of an ongoing progression. We have reached a certain point, that's good. And also Peter, he reached a certain point and many things had happened. He had made many experiences with the Lord, but it was not sufficient. Likewise today, our situation is not sufficient for the Lord. He has done quite a bit, but He has a goal. So it is our task to believe Him when He speaks to us, to obey and to do what He says. In John 16, this verse accompanied me also before this conference. And here He speaks about the Spirit of Truth. It is really the truth. That's why we do not have to doubt, but we can believe what the Spirit says is the truth. I read this verse to you again. John 16, verse 13. However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. Praise the Lord. Such a Spirit is in us. It is this Spirit of Truth. And He will speak. He speaks what has already been prepared in the heavens. He speaks it to you today. And He guides us into all truth. And so we don't have to speak from ourselves, but we speak what we have heard from the Lord. This is prophesying. It's nothing complicated. But what the Spirit speaks to you, this you should speak. For this the Lord needs you today. And it's wonderful how it says here, there are things to come. The Spirit wants to tell us. There are promises who are for us today. The Lord wants to fulfill these promises with us today. And this is what the Spirit speaks to us. He wants to speak us forward so that the Lord's work reaches a goal. It is important that we cooperate, that we are willing to follow the Spirit speaking. And I am encouraged to see what the Lord will do after this conference. I am curious where the Lord has more people like Cornelius who seek Him, who want to enter into this wonderful work. And I am convinced there are more people. We have experienced this the past few weeks in Tübingen. There is more. And on this way we have to continue. Also in Italy. In all the countries. There are more. The Lord wants to spread. But He can only do this when we open our mouth. When we trust in what the Lord speaks and speak it. So if we cooperate with the Lord in such a way, the wheels will begin to turn. Then the Lord can do His work. He can execute His work on earth, which He has already prepared in the heavens. Amen.